I wonder what was going through your mind the first time I saw you. I wonder, too, when it was you first had an inkling of my desire. I suppose it's possible you never figured it out. Well, at least not until that warm afternoon. I'm surprised, in a way, at just how often I'd seen you at the bookstore. Seems like not too many young people read paper books anymore. Mostly just older fucks like me. But you were there quite a bit. Often in different sections. Maybe finding books for classes. You're definitely young enough to be a student. And definitely hot enough to catch my eye. Usually, when someone browses along the bookshelves, it's mostly just a view from behind that's on display. And trust me when I say that the view from behind is a treat. Long, wavy hair past your shoulders, sometimes flowing free and loose, and sometimes in a ponytail that points the way to your pretty ass. I loved it when you wear those tight jeans, looking almost painted on, sometimes tucked into thigh-high boots. I so wanted to walk up behind you and slip my hands into your pockets and cop a feel of that supple butt. Wonder if you'd jump or just turn around and slap me. Other times I'd see you in a loose, flowing dress with leggings. Kind of like a tease, right? That sweet ass all wrapped up like a special gift. I think I need to unwrap it. Do you remember that one warm night you walked in wearing yoga pants and a tank top? Jesus, you looked hot. Must have been hot, too. Your arms and neck were covered in a fine sheen of sweat. I could see a tiny stream making its way down in between your perky breasts. My mouth watered. A sudden hunger grew deep inside. I really needed a taste. I wanted to know just how salty you might be. Weeks went by, I found myself visiting that bookstore more often, hoping to spot you. On the days I'd found you, I'd perv on you from an adjacent aisle, growing to know each sexy curve on your body. Did you ever get the feeling that someone was watching you? And that night, alone at home, I closed my eyes and imagined my fingers tracing all those curves. I'd imagine, too, that it was your fingers instead of mine, stroking, urging to come from my fat, throbbing prick. And then finally, one night, I got lucky. Well, I like to think that we got lucky. Not only were you there, but you were way in the back in a narrow aisle of old math books that almost no one picked up. I decided right then and there that I needed to hone up on my algebra. And as I got closer, my jaw dropped. What I had assumed were flesh-colored leggings peeking out from a short skirt were just your legs. Long legs. Your smooth skin bared to the world. Maybe just for me. It was definitely my lucky night. This aisle was so narrow, there'd be no way to pass without brushing up against you. I'd never touched you before, other than in my dreams. And already my excitement was rising. I started walking closer. You heard me and turned, those curious eyes shining as you glanced my way. Then shyly looked towards the ground, as if the very sight of me put you on edge. But why? Did you recognize me? Were you aware of my habit of watching you? Perhaps my expression gave my thoughts away. Wonder if you could tell what filth filled my mind. That brief gaze had sent a chill down my spine, and of course I noticed that your cheeks were flushed. Perhaps you've got some filth of your own. Just a few feet away and I could smell a faint, fresh scent. Maybe your perfume, or just the shampoo you used. I inhaled deeply, giving myself another chill. Wondered if it was always like this, to invade one's personal space. And suddenly the building went dark. All the lights were out, and the soft canned music had stopped. I was directly behind you, my nose an inch from your hair. Definitely shampoo. I could sense you stiffen as you heard me inhale. My hands reached up to your shoulders, gently cupping as I said, "Relax." Just then we could hear the guy at the counter in the front shouting, "Don't worry, it's just the power. Should be back on in a few minutes." He followed that up with, "Just shout if you need help. I have a flashlight up here." Your head turned and you took a deep breath as if about to speak. "Don't say a fucking word," I hissed into your ear, pulling you close as my grip tightened. Your ass was right against my crotch and one of my hands slid from your shoulders to the front of your tank top, the thin cotton tee allowing me to feel the smooth satin with the bra beneath. My other hand clasped around your neck, slowly squeezing tighter and tighter. "If you make a noise, I'm going to break your goddamn neck. Do you understand?" Your head bobbed furiously, hair flying into my face. I could feel the trembles, the shivering, not from cold, but from fear. Oh, fuck, you felt good in my arms. Pushed forward, forcing you against the shelves. My crotch was still pressed against your ass, the short skirt hiking up as we fumbled, the smooth flesh drag against the rough denim of my jeans. I wonder what you thought of my arousal. I wonder if your eyes were closed as you anticipated what was next. It was too dark to see, but I took my hand from your throat and reached down to your leg, letting my fingers climb up under your skirt. So smooth. My fingers danced higher. I could feel the curve of that perfect ass. And my thumb traced along the seam of thin panties. You were squirming more, attempting to break free, I suppose. I told you not to fucking move. The hand on your chest moved to your head. Twisting my fist, I gathered up some hair and tugged sharply back and to the side. You gasp as your head fell back, your pretty face now next to mine. My lips lightly grazing warm skin. Still too dark to see. But I sure could feel and smell. My thumb had slipped under your panties, dragging down through the crack of your warm ass and then pushing forward. And I was surprised by the heat pouring from your mound. I inched forward again and suddenly realized that it wasn't just heat, but slick honey was also seeping from your slit. You like this, don't you? Here I thought you were some prim and proper girl, but your cunt is gushing like a slut in heat. My lips were right at your ear as I whispered, and I slowly dragged my tongue down the side of your face all the way to your mouth. You started to say no and pulled back your head, so I yanked hard on your hair. Our teeth knocked together and my tongue slid inside your mouth. Oh, fuck, I could taste the mint you'd had after a coffee. I could taste the blood from your lip where it had split against my teeth. I could taste you. And you could taste me, couldn't you? Your tongue was moving now, swirling in my mouth. I noticed then that your ass was grinding back against my hand, my thumb pressed in your slippery crease, bumping up against that stiff little pearl. Oh, any words you may have been trying to say were lost in the moans instead, and your tongue snaked together with mine. My heart was pounding, the rush from my blood flow so loud in my ears. I heard a voice from the front of the store shouting, "Hang tight, just another minute or two." Oh, fuck no. I had to have you. My thumb grabbed the crotch of your panties and yanked hard to the side. I heard them rip. With my other hand, I unbuttoned my jeans. Your hands moved to a lower shelf, gripping the edge as you thrust out that perky ass, offering up your most precious gift. My foot kicked at yours, spreading your legs as I pushed forward. I heard the gasp as the head of my cock found its mark. Oh, fuck. are so tight. It's so slippery, too, and I thrust deep, hard, my dick stretching your pussy. Oh, fuck, I reach around your body, my finger finding your clit, strumming faster, faster, wanting you to come, needing you to come hard with me. I heard it then, the sweetest song ever, the sound of your soft voice grunting. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Over and over and over again, and suddenly the velvety vice of your pussy clenched around my shaft just as a wall slipped from her lips. A wail that carried to every corner of the store. Oh, fuck. I started coming too. Ropes of my seed spilling deep inside your room. Just then the lights flashed once or twice and then stayed steady. Your shoulders were heaving. I'm not sure if it was sobbing or just an attempt to catch your breath. I didn't want to leave, but the lights coming on broke that spell. Your face was still pressed against the shelf, full of books, as I grabbed the hem of your skirt and covered up the object of my obsession. Turning around to walk out was the hardest thing I've ever done. And it seems like a piece of my heart is still missing.